gentlemen, it is showtime!
You're listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. As we look back at the 360 Nationals final night and get ready for tonight's Capitani Classic. Results from 360 Nationals final night, starting with the main. Your winner was Tyler Blank, second in the 75 AU, second to 45 X of Kyler Johnson, third to 11M of Brendan Mullen. Fourth was the G5 of Gage Polsterbeck. Fifth, the 22W of Aaron Warner. Sixth, the 87X of Sean Evans. Seventh was the 33 Alzu. Fourth and final transfer was the 8H of Cody the 4H of Cody Hansen. Ninth went to the 105 of Cody Island. Tenth, the T4 of Tyler Graves. 11th, the 4C of Tuesday Collarwood. 12th, the 17N of Ben Woods. 13th, the 14 of Aiden Zoot. 15th, the 5D of Gray Anderson. 15th, the 83 of Austin Miller. 16th, the B29 of J.J. Bieber. In the D main, your winner was the 70 Cavalletta. Second, the 8H of Jacob Hughes. Third, the 18 of Ryan Roberts. Fourth, the 7 of Chance Morton. And fifth, the final transfer, the 27B of Jake Buback. They're followed by 6 to 75X of JT Imperial. 7th to 98P of Miles Paulus. 8th was the 4J of Kevin Thomas. 9th was the 01 of Sammy Sundell. 10th. The 87J at Jace Park. 11th, the 35H is at Campton. 12th, the 2 Junior Kelly Miller. 13th was 11X at Ayrton Jensen. 14th was Brendan Mullen. 15th, the 35 L of Cody Ledger. 16th, the 77X of Alex Hill. Was 17th the 9M of Liam Martin, 18th Kyler Johnson, 19th Cody Hansen, 20th Sean Evans, 21st Aaron Warner, 22nd Gage Polsterbeck, 23rd Alan Zoot, 24th Tyler Blank. In the C main, your winner was the 83H of Justin Henderson, 2nd the 44 Chris Martin, 3rd the 52 Blake Hahn, 4th the 11N Harley White, 5th and final transfer the 50YR of JJ Hankel, 6th went to Tanner Carrick in the 83T, 7th the 99 Tony Ross, 8th the 1E of Ian Matson, 9th to Ryan Roberts, 10th the 5M McCollum Moyle. Eleventh was Jake Buback. 12th, the 86 of Timothy Smith. 13th, 24T of Christopher Throm. 14th, the 41 of Colton Hardy. 15th, the 6 of Dustin Salvage. Jacob Hughes was 16th. 17th, Chance Morton. 18th, Calvin Landis. 19th, the 15 Ryan Turner. 20th, the 83 Junior Sam Henderson. 21st, the 6A of Alex Vandervoort. 22nd, the 17 of Tyler Grundyke. 23rd, the 42 of Cy Lynch. And 24th, the 53 Joe Beaver. In the B main, your winner was the 7BC of Anthony Macquarie. 2nd, the 88 of Austin McCarl. 3rd, the 39M of Justin Sanders. 4th, of final transfer, 24 of Rico Abreu. 5th, of the 90 of Casey Kane. 6th, 21H of Brady Bacon. 7th, 3P Sawyer Phillips. 8th, the 20 of Justin Peck. 9th, the 2 of Linton Jeffrey. 10th, went to the 17W Shane Golvick. 11th to 22 of Ryan Levitt, 12th to 1 of Brendan Crouch, 13th J.J. Hankel, 14th Blake Hahn. Fifteenth, Skylar Praska, 35. 16th, Justin Henderson. 17th, 14th, T. Brooke Tatnall. 18th, Chris Martin. 19th, the 8M, McCade Martin. 20th, the Harley White. 21st, the Cam Martin in the 4. 22nd, to 27, the Carson McCarl. 23rd, the 24H, of Cade Higday. And 24th, to the 7, Taz of Tasker Phillips. Because there was a wreck in the last lap of the A main, the feature actually went 31 laps. And picking up the win was the 21 of Brian Brown, second the 8 of Aaron Reitzel, third from 24th, and will win the Rookie of the Year and Hard Charger Award was the 24 was Rico Abreu from 24th. Fourth, the 9P of Price Miller. 5th, the 5T of Ryan Timms. 6th, the 26 of Zeb Wise. 7th, the 9 Chase Randall. 8th, the 15H of Sam Hayforteeth. 9th, the 24 Terry McCarl. 10th, the 55 of Kerry Mattson. 11th, the 1K Kobe Watt. 12th was the 5 of Darren Pittman. 13th, Anthony McCary. 14th, the 2M of Davey Heskin. 15th, the 4W of Jamie Ball. 16th, the 9G of Ryan Giles. 17th to 16A of Kobe Copeland. 18th to the 22K of Caleb Johnson. 19th, 24W Garrett Williamson. 20th was the 18T of Tanner Holmes. 21st was Justin Sanders. 22nd was the 36 Jason Martin. 23rd, Austin McCarl. 24th, the 2C Wayne Johnson. Reitzel led 1 through 30, and Brown led the last lap at the finish line on 31. And we mentioned the Hard Charger Brew for picking up the Hard Charger and also picked up the Rookie of the Year for Rookie of the Race year for this race. And then Zeb Wise's team. And team picked up the best appearing car. Tonight is the 12th annual Capitani Classic. It's the final tune-up for the 410s before Wednesday night at the track. The format, once again, is there will be two groups of time trials, two cars at a time. So they'll split the field in half for group one and group two. Heat races. There'll be 6 of them, 8 laps, inverting 4 top 3 to the A main. Then there's a pole shuffle for the top 8 cars by time trials that qualified through the heat. We'll compete head to head in 2 lap races, 7 total events with the winner advancing to the next race. The car pushing off the lowest seed determines inside or outside, and the way they finish all around will help determine the starting order. Then there'll be 2 12-lap B mains, taking the top 3 through the feature, and we round out with the 25-lap A main. The purse. The pole shuffle will pay $2,500, and to win the A main, it will pay $10,000, $650 to start. History of the event, it started back in 2012 when 67 cars signed in for competition, and the winner was Bronson Mation. 2013, 81 cars signed in with Kevin Swindell, your winner. 2014, Ian Mattson won with 71 cars in the pits. In 2015, there was 80 cars in the pits for it, and Shane Stewart won. Then he won again in 2016 with 62 cars in the pits. Brian Brown won in 2017 with 69 cars in the pits. 2018, Brad Sweet won with 77 cars in the pits. Or 67, excuse me. The next year was 2019 with 77 cars. Was David Gravel. The 2020, when there was no Nationals, they still had the Capitani, and it had 61 cars. 2021 had 65 cars with David Gravel winning. And then last year, Logan Stewart won with 69 cars in the pits. So the average car count is 61 cars that usually make the race, usually show up. And yes, the Outlaws can run this event because it doesn't count against them on their membership. And going back to a couple of the year, two-time winners are Shane Stewart and David Gravel. Everybody else have one. We'll be back tomorrow with the recap of the Capitan Classic and quick preview of the Front Row Challenge. And then, if it does not happen, the race, because there's weather in the area today, could happen, then it will be our weekly track show and preview of the Front Row Challenge. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Dirt Racing Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Dirt Racing Podcast with Marshall Hayne. Follow us on Twitter at @dirt_podcast or on Facebook at the Dirt Racing Podcast.